Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, the podcast that brings you the latest strategies, insights, and success stories from online marketers just like you who utilize funnels to grow their business. Our mission is simple: to help you unleash the true potential of your online business by harnessing the power of funnels. Join us every week as we bring you exclusive interviews and thought-provoking discussions that will revolutionize the way you approach online marketing. Here are your hosts, Chris Cameron and Ben Harris.
All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of ClickFunnels Radio. We have an incredible guest that's here today from someone who I've had the pleasure of recently meeting, but has been in the ClickFunnels world and in the ClickFunnels community for quite some time and has had some insane accomplishments that I can't wait for her to share with us. But as the co-host, Chris Cameron, are you also pumped to...
I'm always
back
pumped.
Some layers here, yeah.
Absolutely. I got my Taco Bell headset on. Like, I'm up here in the office with you. We're actually in two of these, like, little soundproof pods, like, back-to-back for those who are listening. Like, kind of cool to be here in the office. And we're, Ben and I are just too loud. They don't let us out in, like, the main area. They're like, no, you guys go sit in there where it's quiet. You guys can podcast away. This is going to be fun, though. I'm excited for the guest today.
That could not be more true. If they could lock us in here, I think they would. But for those seeing, yeah, Chris's new setup. But today we have an individual who is a best-selling author, turned her skill into an amazing business. She's a philanthropist, an amazing mother. But we are super excited to welcome Chris Cawley to the program. Chris, how are you today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me, guys. Excited to be here.
Absolutely. And I like some hardware that you got behind you, just over your head, like a nice halo, the two comma couple,
looking
two comma
good,
club
girl.
Award. Yeah,
sitting I gotta there. Be repping. Gotta rep. Yeah.
Yes, you do.
That's awesome. Before we dive into some stuff, even briefly, what got you that award? What specific funnel, if you don't mind kind of diving into that for us?
Absolutely. It was a book publishing funnel. We did.
What do you know?
I know. Imagine, right? So we did a challenge. And we sent lots of people through the funnel and had lots of people sign up and do books and do good things. And yeah, it's really cool.
Amazing.
We're actually on our way to a few more of those. We actually have, yes. We're going to apply this year for the next year's event. So we're super excited for that.
Let's go.
Heck yeah. And you're speaking to the right people because that is our team. So after we wrap this up, let's talk about that, getting you set up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You mentioned book publishing and, you know, I know you through that realm as well. And I really want to dive into that. But first, I'd love to ask you, you know, what got you so interested in creating a business around books?
Sure. Absolutely. So it started out actually. So I was back in the day, I was doing courses and programs and all the things. And I knew Russell way back then. I had a real estate course of all things. And I was speaking on a stage and someone came up and said, hey, you should come do like this infomercial with this guy named Dean Graziosi. Do you know who that is?
No kidding.
No kidding. And I didn't know who Dean was at the time. And this company was in Utah. They were just you know, kind of like bringing in speakers to do different things, the different projects. And so we came into Dean's studio. I was like, all right, I'm up for a challenge. Let's see what
I'm guessing this is response.
Yeah, right.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This was a direct response. This was on an infomercial back in the day. I'm dating myself, right? This is like 20 years ago. And so, yeah, so we flew down to Arizona, went to Dean's studio, and we did some infomercials. And the interesting thing was, it was, you know, when I got there, they were like, oh, we're going to do a book. We're going to sell a book on TV. And I was like, guys, I don't have a book. Like, I have programs and courses, but I don't have a book. And it's like, oh, that's okay. We're just going to create it this week. And I was like, what do you mean we're going to create a book this week? Like, what's that look like? What do you mean? Right. And so I kind of learned this process for taking our material and turning it into a book. Then we sold that book on TV for like $25. And the cool thing that was really interesting to me throughout that whole process was it wasn't really about, I was like, all right, this is the fast way to create a book. This is super cool. But what was really intriguing to me, what really got me, what kind of stuck with me was the fact that the book drove to our back end 10K and 25K programs. And so it really wasn't about the book sales. I was like, all right, this book sale thing is cool, but it costs a lot of money to run the media and do all the things, right? But I was like, all right, even if we break even over here, we made a little bit of money over here back in the back where we were driving people, you know, of course on a book, we lead with value and give all kinds of value, but the book drove people to a back end program, a high ticket program. And back in the day, I mean, 10K and 25K, that was like super high ticket.
Sure. You
know? So, but that's really what that concept and that process, I mean, my list grew, my following grew, my influence grew, my impact grew. You know, we were getting invited on stages, and back then it wasn't podcasts, it was teleseminars. So,
yeah.
You know, people were asking us to do webinars on their list. We go to our list, that whole thing, JVs and affiliates. And it really, really opened a whole new door for me to be able to see what was possible from just this little $25 book, you know, and that's really kind of what started the whole process. And then interestingly enough, when I sold that company, the biggest thing, like I consulted for a while, it took a few years off, I consulted. And the most asked question that I got was, how did you like do that book and how did you build a list so fast? Because we had a very large list that we had grown from the book. And people just, I kept getting the same questions, but they all tied back to the book. And I'm like, wow, this is interesting. People really want to know how to do this. So that's kind of where it started and how it started. And, you know, fast forward almost 20 years and here we are.
Can I back up a minute? This is fascinating. Yeah. I love this because there's a lot of parallels here and people need to understand how this works. One, that's a big part of how ClickFunnels grew. Expert secrets, you know, .com secrets. But one thing I want to really dive into here for a second is this entrepreneurial mentality. And maybe at that point you didn't have it so much, but Dean did. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is you show up and they're like, oh, you don't have to have a book. We're going to do it right now. Like, whoa. Wait a minute.
Yeah,
exactly. And this stuff, hey, by the way, this stuff still happens today. Russell, kill me if he listens to this. But I was just in his office and I was like, dude, we're shooting stuff tomorrow for stuff. And I'm like, are you ready? He's like, yeah, I'm doing it right now. And most entrepreneurs don't think that way. You know, and I'm helping them facilitate training. I'm like, all right, dude, let's meet this afternoon so we can lock it all down. He's like, yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
But most entrepreneurs, you know, can be wired that way, but most other people aren't. Is that something that you learned to kind of do? Like, okay, well, hey, we can sell it. And if there is a market for it, I know that I have the chops to deliver on it. How do you kind of handle that? Is that something you still do?
Yeah, for sure. And I can relate to Russell so much on that because that's the way I roll. But back then I was like, okay, like it just showed me that's always been the way that I rolled, but I didn't recognize the power of what was possible with it, right? Mm-hmm. He showed me that, hey, we're going to do this thing. We're going to do it this week. We're going to roll it out there. We're going to test it. We're going to split test it. We'll see what happens. And it was like, oh, okay. But the fact that I think that a lot of people, maybe some of us are wired that way. I don't think that's the masses for sure.
No, it's not.
A select few.
I struggle with it.
Right. Of course, that are wired that way. But the power of what it did, like when I saw it in action and I saw what it produced and what it did and what was possible, I was like, wow, like that was pretty cool. I'm going to go do that again. And maybe I can harness the power of my crazy entrepreneur type A personality for the good and make really good things happen and big things in business and impact more people's lives. So it really just kind of opened that door to like, huh, kind of sparked that, kind of turned the light bulbs on for me a bit from the other perspective, which was really cool.
Did you, you were doing real estate stuff before that?
Courses, yeah.
Yeah, okay, but you're also an author. Like, how did you get into, you know, was that the first book that you did right there with
Dean? That was our first book. Yeah, so we did a couple of books doing it
that way.
So
cool.
And this is, guys, this was before Amazon. It was before social media. Before any of that, I mean, I think along the way somewhere, I can't remember the year, maybe 2000, gosh, what was it? 5, 6, 7, MySpace came about. Do you guys even know what that is? Remember?
So, Ben doesn't. He was just a baby in diapers, but I remember.
When you say that, people are like, what? Some people are like, what is that? But that it was like pre-social media, pre-Amazon, pre-bestseller anything, pre-bestseller list. There was none of that back then. But it was just the power of a book that, and even today, to this day, like we did a book with Anthony Morrison. We never put it on Amazon at all. It was just something that we used for a funnel to drive people to a funnel. We sold it. It was pretty cool. So a lot of people now in the community, like the Myron Goldens of the world, I mean, there's a lot of big names that people know and recognize that just use the book in a funnel. And it's very powerful. And of course now it's like, oh, the bestseller lists and all the things and social media and Wall Street and USA Today and New York Times, all of that's around. But even the power of back then before any of that existed, it was like just the power of using it as a tool to reach people on a global level and then drive them to your back, lead with value, and then drive them to your back end product, service, speaking, whatever it is that you desire to do. That's the epiphany that I had, that I was like, ah, this is like incredible. And I didn't even realize it until everyone kept asking over and over and over, can you help me do a book? Can you help me do a book? It started off kind of like that, like one-off consulting. And I quickly realized as we got into the neck deep, I was like, you know, it's really hard to control the quality and the time frames and all of the things. So I need to bring it in-house to make sure that we can produce books in a short time frame, and we can produce good books, and we can produce the quality that we want, and all of the print quality, all of that. So we brought it in-house, and now we have a great publishing company that's done a lot of business, and we serve entrepreneurs, which is so cool.
Yeah. And there's something special about a book. I think everybody knows, like, okay, why a book, right? Gives instant credibility. Sure. Like when somebody reads your book, they're like, oh, this person knows what they're talking about. Oh, they're a published author. But it seems like a really heavy lift. Like, okay, I have all these other things I want to sell. Do I really need to go do a book to try to go sell these other things? And is that where you come in to show them and break this down and be like, okay, stop freaking out. A book is not that hard, but it's essential. Is that kind of how this works?
Absolutely. And it's not that hard. You know, I think traditionally when people think of, you know, publishing, they think kind of like old school publishing and how it was like in the 80s and 90s. It was a different model, right? It took a year, 2 years, 3 years to publish. And still yet, some of the older publishing companies that are like really well established, the names that people would recognize, it takes a year, 18 months, 24 months, 36 months.
And is that typical structure where they'll like prepay for a number of books if they like your transcript, or like, is that different than kind of self-publishing or what you do with Game Changer?
Yeah. So we don't do self-publishing and we don't do traditional because we're not doing advances. We're not, because advances are like, these days, I feel like it's really difficult to get an advance unless you have like a massive list. If you're and then you can send a few emails and sell a few million books, you're golden. But if you don't have a following, if you don't have influence, if you don't have a way to monetize or sell books, like a large list, we haven't seen authors that are getting like advances. But they're taking a piece of they're basically saying, okay, we're not going to charge you, but we're going to take a piece of everything you do for as long as you do it. And even though I'm okay with that model, what I'm not okay with is that how they control sometimes, it's control. Like if I want to go back in and add a call to action or a QR code, no, we can't do that. You know,
You don't know. That's the reason I wrote this book.
That's my book. And it is. It's definitely, I mean, of all the things, and being online and being an entrepreneur, there's a lot of competition out there. There's a lot of people doing digital things. And so I feel like it, you know, back in the day, it was like ebooks, you know, remember the $7 ebook? And it was like, an ebook. But I feel like a published book, a physical book that you can carry with you, give to people, write a handwritten note, send it to someone. I mean, we've seen all kinds of things. I mean, sure, it's more visibility, it's credibility, it's authority positioning, it's all of those things. But we've seen some really cool, like someone will come to us and say, hey, I want to be on this podcast or this show, and they're going to charge me $30,000 to be on it. No kidding. And then they're like, you know, they write a book, it hits bestseller, they write a little handwritten note, they send it to that person. And like, oh, they come invite them on the show for free. And we've seen a lot of things happen like there. They get on a stage that they never would have dreamed they could have gotten on, that kind of thing. So it does build your business. It does build your influence. It does build the impact that you're having. I feel like it's a critical tool. I mean, Ben and I were talking the other day about Russell. We're like, those books that Russell written, they're amazing books. They're amazing books. But look what it's done for ClickFunnels. I'm sure it's, you know, who knows if we were to add it all up and go, how many people came from books? I'm sure it's a lot.
Oh, it's the gateway drug.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For sure.
And even Russell says, and I think he got this from Dan, and even, you know, I'm a disciple of Dan Kennedy and Russell Brunson, but book buyers are the best buyers. You know, it's maybe, you know, qualitative, but there is some sort of factor where it comes to someone buying a product on the internet, walking out to their mailbox, unboxing something that's physical and being able to hold it, like you mentioned, something that has a physical presence versus an ebook or a lead magnet, etc.
Yeah.
Chris, I've seen you speak on stage multiple times, and this might be, I'm asking for some secret sauce here. So if you shoot me down, we can even edit this out. But you've mentioned three main ways you've seen books being used as a way to grow your audience and email list. Would you mind sharing that with our audience?
Sure, absolutely. So the big things that we see are speaking. The biggest opportunities we've seen are to come from the person authoring a book, somebody who hadn't authored a book, they author a book, and they get invited on podcasts, and stages that, you know, they just dreamed about before. You know, that's one of the biggest things that driving it to the back end. The second thing that we've seen, and again, we're publishing, like this month alone, we have 133 books in our queue. Whoa. So we're publishing a lot of books. So we see, you know, not just like from one perspective, but we're seeing it from hundreds of authors' perspectives every single month. And the other thing that we're seeing is business growth. We're seeing that they're using it to drive, like, it's interesting. I was the event I was at where we met Ben not too long back, you know, that person hosting that event said, this is what I, every time I come up with an offer, I put a book in front of it. Right. And that book, then that offer, that's the very front of everything that I do. And then it rides all the way out. And then I'm using that as my offer. That's like the one thing that kind of leads. Yeah. My offer leads with the book. And so we see that a lot, a whole lot. And the other thing that we see in the business growth is like selling their products, their services, their consulting software, whatever it is that they have on the back end. Then the other thing that we see a lot is building a list. Everyone's doing kind of the low ticket products and services. I'm like, the book is like the best, lowest hanging fruit, lowest ticket product you could have out there, using it to build your list. And whether it's like a free plus ship or a free gift funnel, whatever, because we use funnels with all of our books and all of our launches. Absolutely. And people will say, sometimes somebody who comes from the corporate world will say, well, do I really need that funnel? Like when they don't understand funnels, I'm like, oh yes. Not only do you not only need it, like it's a necessity. Like it's not just an option or, hey, do I need it? You absolutely need that. Yes, you do. And here's why you need it. And here's what it's going to do for you. But sometimes when they're not from the crazy entrepreneur sandbox or the, you know, entrepreneur land, they don't quite understand if they're like, because we get a lot of people too, who are transitioning from like, let's say they're like a CEO of a company, they're retiring, but they're not really ready to retire. They just want to kind of like, you know, transition. But they're transitioning to like speaking, consulting. A book is the first thing. And then a funnel. Those are the people that are like, what's a funnel? How does that work? Why do I need that? Right. And so we talk about the using funnels in connection with the book and how that really helps harness the power of and grow your business. It helps the impact, the influence, income, all the things grow as a result of that when it's done the right way.
So true.
And traditional publishing too. I don't feel like they quite understand it with the funnels.
No,
not at all.
Yeah.
No, they're trying. Their goal is to sell books.
Yeah.
Right. When you're an entrepreneur, you're trying to make some impact. You're trying to make some income.
Yep.
You know, and that can go 100 different directions. And then that lead, that first part of, you know, what we refer to as the value ladder is the book. That's the entry level. And then we scale them up and to help them more. And then obviously you can charge more.
Yep. And I don't think everybody looks at it from that perspective. And certainly the kind of the old school perspective is just like, sell this book, make a little bit from the book for the next 35 to 50 years. And that's it. Right. And it's really about way more than that. And it can be way bigger than that. It's just the author has to kind of see it. And sometimes they don't always see it. And that's why we're here to guide. I feel like we're unique. We're kind of a hybrid publisher because we're like, not self-publishing. I mean, there's nothing bad about self-publishing. It just doesn't carry the weight and the credibility. And traditional publishing doesn't get the business sense of it. And we kind of take what we have to offer and pull it together and put it out there to give the author the best, you know, outcome and result as a whole on the short term and the long term.
If somebody's wanting to do a book, just give us an idea of like pricing of what that would cost. They come work with you. What, sure. I mean, is that a big cost? Is that a high ticket thing? What is it?
No, we usually start right at about the $9,800 mark. So, and sometimes people will say, oh my gosh, that's so much money, or that's so high ticket. But I'll tell you something. I mean, there's a lot of companies out there charging $150,000 for a book. I mean, they're out there and it's on their website, right? But when you look at the cost of something we do a little bit different than most people, I mean, we do build out funnels and we do build out we have a developmental editor. I think the two biggest things are, because a lot of people are like, well, I'm just going to develop, I'm going to put make my book cover on Canva and I'm going to edit it myself. That's like the two biggest mistakes, because the book, the cover is like the first impression, the first thing that everybody sees. You need a quality cover. And the editing, we're not talking like punctuation, grammar, spelling. That's a given. That's the obvious. But a good developmental edit, where they're looking at the syntax, the tonality, the repetition, the flow, the readability, all the things.
Stuff that they don't think about at all.
Yeah, oh, right. No, people, they don't know what they don't know, right?
And so, you know, from all the experience and from testing and everything else.
Yeah, well, you have to, the editing, the formatting. I saw a book the other day of a big name person, and you open the book and, you know, all chapters start on the right-hand side. It started on the left-hand side, and I was kind of like, huh. So someone, whoever laid that book out, didn't do it right, right? And I was like, oh, that's embarrassing. You know, it's embarrassing.
I never even thought about that. All chapters start on the right-hand side.
All header pages start on the right, and all chapters.
No kidding.
From the book, you read from the right, and you flip to the left, right?
Yeah.
And this book, huge name, everybody knows the name, and it started on the left, and I was like, oh my gosh, like the desktop publishing
or rebels.
Like, the layout and the formatting was done improperly. Mm. So it's like little things like that, but we do all the things and the funnels. The other thing that's different about self-publishing is the distribution. So where does that book going to live? Is it only going to live in a funnel? Is it only going to live in Amazon? Is it going to
Barnes and Noble or what? Yeah.
Of course, yeah. Barnes and Noble, bookstores, libraries, schools, universities. Is it going to live globally? Is it going to live just in the U.S.? Things like that. And the one thing I will say about books, like distribution matters, because even like when you do an audiobook, if you did an audiobook and just kept it to yourself on your funnel, cool. But there's Audible, huge. That's Amazon. And then there's things like Spotify and iTunes and Nook and all these. There's like 35 to 40 places. The distribution of that book is what matters, because while everybody's over here squabbling over Facebook and Instagram and YouTube leads, it's like, guess what, guys? Every place where that book is a lead source. So if your book is in 40,000 locations and you have an audiobook and a hardcover book and a funnel and all the things, that's like 40,000 places where people have the opportunity to purchase your book. And online and in physical stores. So I feel like that matters. It does.
Yeah. And you know what? I think we have like a reverse thing that's happening, right? Like we always laugh about, what does Dan Kennedy call it? Lumpy mail. Like a lot of times we'll send out these things like, oh my gosh, I have something really cool in the mail.
Love me some lumpy mail.
That's
Sorry,
right.
I just had to belt that out.
I went to Barnes & Noble. We had a new Barnes & Noble in town on Saturday. Excuse me. And it was packed. And I went up to the lady. I'm like, I waited like 5 or 6 people deep in line to get this little book. Anyways, and I was like, is this just kind of because of Mother's Day or like what's going on? She goes, every Saturday. I'm like, no way. People love books. This is not going anywhere. The credibility and everything of this is massive.
It is. It is. People do love books, and people still love a physical book. I know a lot of things are going online. And we can have funnels and do all the online, you know, distribution to like places like Target.com and Walmart.com and Costco.com. Those are great resources. Lots of eyeballs, right? But the physical book, there's nothing like a good physical, like when you go on a vacation, you have time to read, which most of us don't have tons of time. But when we do have the time, it's like you want to dog ear the pages and bookmark and highlight.
Yeah, plus smell it, you know?
Yeah.
Russell always gets caught in the over the corner smelling his books. It's creepy. I'm just kidding. But you walk into Barnes & Noble, right? Yeah. You walk into his library or whatever.
Heck yeah.
And you smell it, right? It, like it's a nostalgic thing. And I also have a question for you, Chris. Like, does anybody in the funnels that you've done, and you've done so many ebooks kind of as a front end, do people really read ebooks? I don't know that I've ever gotten and like done, okay, I used to say maybe 3 or 4 where I actually get on my computer and be like, I'm going to scroll through an ebook.
No,
people doing that?
I don't. Well, I will say this. The couple things, the advantages of ebooks and the things that I love about ebooks is that they're able to measure the pages read. They're able to track how many pages are
quick
read.
Quick deliverability too, maybe?
Well, yes, absolutely. Like if I want to see something quick, I'll buy the e-version, not because I'm going to sit and read it there, but I might want to scroll through the table of contents or see what it is. Always going to order the physical version. So the physical, we only use the e-version, like Kindle version, the Nook version. Mm. We're only publishing those because a lot of our clients use them as a lead source. They keep it at 99 cents.
It's sure.
But the people who actually read, engage, make it to the back of the book, take action, raise their hand to do business, those are generally are coming from physical books. But I will say, again, the one advantage I love from ebooks is that now everything that we do online is they're tracking all the data, right? And so they're looking at like the average pages read. And something I think is interesting is like right now, the average pages read in a book is 115 pages on a digital book. So it's very interesting. It's gone from, it used to be way, way higher, like triple that. So the fact that it's gone down.
Because of TikTok.
Well,
ruined our attention span.
It's all the things fighting for our attention, right?
Yes, yes.
So it's really interesting. But even on audiobooks, like they can track that. And I feel like people do make it through audiobooks. I feel like people like us, busy people, I only listen because I don't have time to read.
I just finished one on the plane this morning. Yeah. That I had set aside for a month and a half. And I'm like, oh, I'm on a plane. Going to finish it.
100%. But that's another great lead source. Like, a lot of people never put their book in audio version. And it's like, that's an incredible lead source. And it's it's a good audience. The people listening to audiobooks are busy, successful people. So if you have a business on the back, and that's a really good audience to cater to, and you're missing out, you know, not having an audio version of your book, for sure.
Yeah. And Russell says this too, like, people will pay for the same material delivered in a different way. And they may pay a lot more. Like when he was talking about, it was Think and Grow Rich.
Yes.
First off, he got that book and he's like, oh my gosh, this is daunting. I'm not going to read it. And then he went and got the audiobook, spent like $100 on eBay or something to get it.
Yeah.
I don't remember where he got it, but that's very, very true. So I love this niche though that you have, Chris. You are helping entrepreneurs specifically. It's not just somebody who wants to write, you know, fiction or, you know, a tweener book or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's entrepreneurs. So you've helped a lot of entrepreneurs, and a couple of those are family members. Yes. You have a couple of daughters that are really have gotten this entrepreneur spirit. So this is Maddie and Skye. Tell us a little bit about them and what they're doing.
Yeah, for sure. So I brought my girls to, it was the year Tony Robbins spoke. I spoke a couple of years, I know, right?
Yeah.
It was what city was it? Orlando, I think.
Okay, yeah, probably 2018.
Maybe Orlando. So I brought them there, and my husband goes, that's the biggest waste of money. Their attention spans, they're not going to be paying attention to that. They're not going to listen. They're not going to care about that. They're going to want to sit by the pool. And I said, that's all right. I just want to, like, take them and see what they just what they think, you know, bring them around, get them around this entrepreneur community.
Sure.
We got there, and I will tell you, we almost missed our flight. That was the year 20 went, like, it has like an hour presentation. It went like 6 hours.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It went really late, delivering like value, so much value.
Yep.
But they were like on the edge of their seats, like taking notes, and like, I mean, they were just like mesmerized. Come on, we can't be late. The next session's starting. I mean, they absolutely loved it, soaked it in, loved it, came home, started something called the Young Entrepreneur School. And started teaching and started learning and doing it, and then teaching other entrepreneurs. And it's funny, they were kids themselves. So they were teaching, like, I would say 12 to like 25 year old, you know, kids that want to kind of learn how to do funnels and how to do things. They had a lot of success in 5 months. They made almost $200,000.
No way.
Yes.
How old were they at this point?
16 and 19.
Come on. All right. Teenagers.
Super cool.
You're sitting at home playing Fortnite, eating Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Like, yep. Let's shift the attitude here a little bit. I'm talking to my kids. All right. Yeah. Like, you can go do this. Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Once they saw, it was the same thing. Like, once they saw what was possible, you know, they just made even a little bit of money. They were, their goal was $2,000 their first month. They made $11,000. And they were like, oh my gosh, this is like,
so great.
It works. It's working. You know what I mean? All the things. So once they just got a little bit of that bug of what, I could do this, or I could go work at Chick-fil-A or wherever. And not that it's bad to go work a job, and it teaches kids great skills and all the things, but there's options, right? If I'm either going to go get a job and do this, or I'm going to create something over here. So let's try to create something and see where it goes. And it went really well. And that kind of lit up their entrepreneur spark. And yeah, it hasn't stopped since. So
they're still doing it. What are they doing right now? Same thing.
Yeah, so they still have Young Entrepreneur School. And then Skylar is doing kind of like website and logo type. She went to design school at TCU, and now she's in
New
School. But she's got really doing a lot of like the logo stuff and graphic design. And then Maddie's building funnels like a machine. I mean, she built so many book funnels for us, and then other funnels, branding funnels and such. So, and she's loving it. She's like, my two favorite things, sports and websites. I'm like, you know, funnels is it. So that's like her, she's developed an entire business around it. So it's really cool. It's cool to watch, because I'm like, I was kind of maybe secretly hoping. I was like, I hope one of them turns out to be an entrepreneur, but I wasn't like, I didn't push at their face. I just kind of showed it to them. And now they're like eating it up and really recognizing the power of how much impact they can have and spreading good and doing good things and helping people and still making money and, you know, making a living. So it's really cool. I feel really blessed. So,
well, and how fulfilling is that? Like your own success versus watching your kids. Talk to us about that.
It's amazing. You know, I always say to myself, if I had known what they know now, because I kind of started figuring it out at like in my mid 20s, I was like, wow, this is pretty cool, this whole online thing. And it's just funny to me that I think, man, if I knew what they know, what I know now at their age, because I'm pouring into them every day, I'd be like unstoppable, right? I still feel unstoppable, but yeah. They have 25 years on me, you know? But I hear, it's so interesting to hear a lot of people now, like, I think with, after the whole COVID thing, you know, I think people kind of like started second guessing, like, you know, maybe I'll change my job, or maybe I'll come over here and build a funnel, or this whole online thing. Like, yeah. I have adult friends that are like, this is really cool, like what you're doing, but you know, I don't know what I would sell or what I would do or how I could do, or would that work for me? Or, you know, it's like, they just don't know what they don't know. So they just have to be shown by someone who's doing it. And then they, you know, kind of installs a little bit of belief, confidence. And then they go out and do it, and you make your first, whatever, 1,000, 5,000, 10,000, 100,000. You're like, oh, this works. You know, and so I think it's really great that that's the thing I really love about, I mean, most of our people, they're all entrepreneurs anyway, but showing them how the power of a book and like the funnels and the online thing, like how much bigger it really can be, just kind of opening their eyes to those things. That's really where the gratification comes in, especially my own, two of my own children. I mean, it's the most gratifying thing in the world. I'm so grateful. But I really love helping other people envision and see that too, because I don't think they have the, always have the belief or the confidence. So they're like, yeah, I'll do this book thing. We'll see, you know, and then they go crush it. And they're like, huh, I'm going to write another book.
That's right. And you're over there going, I told you so.
Right. Right. Yeah. I met John Gordon the other night at an event, and for the first time in person through a really good friend and client. And he's like, yeah, I was on book number 30. I was like, oh my word.
Book
like,
wow.
Wow. Never, yeah, he just released another one, which is, and he has like, what is it, like 19 New York Times bestsellers or something
so
crazy.
Many.
So, but it was, it's really cool. It's like, it works, and people come back and do it again and again and again. So it's a fun business to be in. And especially that we're serving entrepreneurs, because it's like, everybody has a cool story, you know, where they came from, where they are now, how they got there. It's fascinating. And then they're all doing something. They're all very impact-driven, heart-centered people that are doing good things in the world, which makes my heart happy, because that's the side of fulfillment. It doesn't just come from the money side. You know, you
totally.
Chase the money when you're younger, but I'm not chasing the money anymore. Now I'm like, after that, I want to do something that helps people and impacts people in a positive way, you know?
Very cool. So. In high school, our team, we read The Energy Bus, like as a team, like chapter by chapter. Anyway, I'm like super geeky about that stuff. I love it.
Love that book.
Yeah. Even though John Gordon's a Clemson fan. Ugh, just kidding. Love you, John. Actually, quick fun fact. Someone who we all know, I don't want to call anybody out. They had said, they told maybe about a year ago, so 2022 into 2023, their number one lead generation, and they have hundreds of funnels, was a book funnel with the two-step order form, because they said the buyers were their best buyers, and actually their cost per lead on a two-step order form, just with the abandoned carts, ended up being their most profitable segment. So even just from people who are even interested in books, prove themselves over and over and over again.
Yep. We hear that all the time. And we don't only hear it, we see it. We see it, because somebody who comes through your book funnel, like either a free plus ship, or we also do like a free gift funnel. And a free gift funnel.
Like, I like that idea.
Oh, it's so good. And like one of the free gifts, and when you think about a free gift, like you give three gifts, you've got to kind of meet people where they are. So the people who read the book and go, oh my gosh, this is amazing, but I want a little more information. Okay, here's my webinar, right? Or here's my VSL. So we give them that. Let me tell you something. Somebody who comes through your book and reads your book and then goes and listens to your webinar or VSL and then raises their hand for more information, that is a great lead. Those are great, great leads. And then the other thing we see is there are some people that are super, like, I'm a decision maker. I'm a risk taker, like an educated risk taker, right? But I don't take a lot of time. I don't stew over my decisions. I don't like think about it for a long time. So sometimes I just want to like, just tell me what it is and how to get it, right? So you have like a book of call is one of the free gifts, right? Like schedule a consultation for the people that just want to raise, they read the book. Now they want to raise their hand. They want more information. That's for the type A people who are like, just give it to me. What is it? How much does it cost? Mm-hmm. Sign me up. You know, and then you have something physical, tangible, something they can download, something they can see, touch, feel for the other group of people. So you're reaching all three audiences and types of buyers with that. And that funnel crushes it, and it crushes every single time. Because again, somebody who's read a book, raised their hand, wants more information, and you give it to them the way they want to consume it. Those are fantastic leads. So yeah. Business growth all day long equals lots of good things on the back end.
Can I drill down on that? Again, this is just me being nosy, but I get to interview people. So this is fun. What is, you know, you talk about book funnels and how incredible they've been for your business. And we're a testament of that, right? Like, we have jobs because of the power of, you know, what you're talking about. What's one of your clients that sticks out to you specifically? Could you walk us through their funnel and maybe even no names or specifics, but I'm curious about price points, how they ascended their buyers, what they did to acquire them to begin with. Walk us through that.
So, well, we honestly, what's funny is we do the same thing over and over because it works, right? So all the, if you go on our website and you see, you'll see a lot of names there, right? Just a small fraction of the names, but every single one of those, we like the free plus ship is great for over here kind of long-term, but when we're launching the free book funnel, where the book's usually the 99 cent Kindle, $14.97 to $19.97 for the book cost.
Okay.
And $97 to $24, sometimes $27.97. It kind of depends on the genre. If it's a hardcover book and it has a beautiful dust jacket and dust cover, when you put it into distribution channels, they take a percentage, right? So you want to make sure you have margin. So it kind of depends on page count and all those things, but somewhere between $19.97 and $27.97 for the hardcover, $14.97, $19.97 for the paperback book. So we're taking them through the book funnel. Almost every time, if the person has a webinar or VSL, that's one free gift. The second free gift, and in a perfect world, if they don't have people in the back to take the calls, we don't always do that, but that's the ideal situation if they have people to take calls and they have like either a call center or someone working in the organization. And so the consultation, scheduling a consultation, Calendly, the whole thing.
Is that usually for high ticket then?
Yes, okay. For high ticket. And if it's a course, obviously the webinar is going to drive them to a course.
Of course.
All roads lead to the back end. So book to webinar to back end, or book to sometimes like a mini course, right? Or like in like Anthony Morrison, we did the audiobook, just like the first couple of chapters, right? So we give them a little sneak peek, like a tease of that, right? Because generally we like to kind of stage that too. When you do a launch, we do the audiobook after the fact. We don't do everything at once because we want to stagger the momentum. Like they launch the book and then here's another wave of momentum with the audiobook, right? Here's another wave of momentum with the mini course. So they get kind of another, like, it's another reason to talk about the book, because when you launch, people are like, okay, we get it. You launched a book, right? But then if you didn't launch the audiobook, you can come back and like, hey guys, we launched the audiobook.
Right.
So they're like staggering those things, right? But we could say, here's a sneak peek. Here's the, if they have a course or something, don't have high ticket, we could do the webinar, the VSL, some sort of downloadable cheat sheet template, something like that. And then the other gift would be like a version, like the first two chapters of an audiobook, or like a mini course, like a sneak peek into the mini course, put into a membership area. They log in, they see all this other stuff in there so that there's like an ascension ladder, obviously. But we've used that successfully, that whole concept, this way I'm explaining it every single time. And it works. I mean, it works beautifully. Every single person.
Yeah,
free plus ship works too, obviously. It's just a little bit different than this that we're explaining with this.
I hope listeners were taking notes, or if you weren't paying attention,
rewind,
go back.
Yeah.
You just got the entire framework formula right there in the last like 2 minutes. That is awesome.
Yeah. And it's proven over. This is over like thousands of clients. It's not just like, oh, we did this one time and it worked.
Yeah.
I mean, we've done it over and over and over and over and over in our clients' ClickFunnels account. We build the funnels out, and we don't like maintain ownership or try to like piece ourselves to the back end. We charge them a fee up front, and then they own the, we build it, everything out, and then we give it to them. They control it, own it, they can change it and all the sorts of things. But so we built it out in their funnels, but it's in their ClickFunnels accounts. But it's a great, it's a great strategy. We honestly got to that. We were testing different types of like free plus ship versus free gift versus, you know, these different types of funnels. And it's like that one, every time we land on it, it works every single time. So It's been good.
That's been amazing.
Really, yeah.
Have you ever had an offer that maybe you would, before you knew the ins and outs of it, you know, as a client, maybe just consider a little bizarre, like an industry that you're like, oh, I didn't see this one coming. You're like, wow.
I knew this question was coming. Like, what's the weirdest
book
you've ever
promised? Because even, you know, we were at Super Conference, Dan Kennedy's Magnetic Marketing 2 weeks ago, which was we put it back on after 4 years. It was a lot of fun. But you see, you know, HVAC technicians, right? They have books, you know, because they're Dan Kennedy disciples. Have you ever had a client like that that's just in a little bit of an odd industry, like a makeup artist, or it's something that you wouldn't necessarily 100%. Think?
And it's people that you wouldn't think. And it's like, we never judge those people, because in the beginning, right, I was like, oh, I don't know if that's going to fly. You know what I mean? I'm like, they kind of have a back end, but how does that work? And it's a little less traditional. But I'll tell you something, like home services businesses and brick and mortar businesses, I mean, we've seen books do amazing things for people in industries that we don't judge anymore. You know, I mean, we do get some really weird stuff sometimes. We're like, hey, I want to write a book about, you know, aliens abducting my mom. It's like, oh, we don't do that. You know what I mean? Like,
we might need that.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. We don't do that. We don't do, you know, cookbooks, fiction books. We don't do any of those things. It's just literally entrepreneurs who have some sort of product, ticket, service on the back end. Because really we're showing them, and a lot of them know already. They've done it before and they know, but the ones that don't know, we're just showing them what's possible, combining a book with a funnel and the business and using it as a tool for business growth. That's really our niche, and that's who we serve, and that's what we're really good at. But yes, we get a lot of weird, you know, this being an election year, we get a lot of people that just want to like tell us all their opinions. And we're like, oh, we don't do that. We don't do a lot of the stuff that's like outside of our, we kind of stay in our own little sandbox. Honestly.
Which is smart. Niche down. I mean, okay. So for entrepreneurs who want to, you know, you've done a beautiful job of telling people like the what. Like, I feel like we've done a little bit of a perfect webinar here. It's like, well, go do this. But hey, you could go do it on your own. But if you want help, right, doing this. So, Chris, tell us how people could get involved with you. Like, where do they go? How do they get in touch with you?
Sure. Well, we get a lot of inquiries on social media, obviously. I kind of drown on social media, I'm not going to lie. But on Instagram. I've got quite a following on Instagram and Facebook, LinkedIn. Those are kind of our three primary platforms. But GameChangerPublishing.com. Sometimes people put an S in there. They say Game Changers. It's just Game Changer, no S. GameChangerPublishing.com. That's where you'll go in. You can see oodles of success stories and the things that we do, our process, how we do, what we do. And always happy to have our conversation and talk about, you know, I feel like a lot of people, they say that 80% of the world has a book in them. They're like thinking like, oh, I have this book. They either want to write it for a legacy play or, you know, just for business or whatever, but they just don't know the ins and outs. Right. And so, we're here to kind of just have those conversations and see what it looks like and talk about where they are and where they want to go, and we can serve. We're happy to do so. So
love it. Well, you've been amazing. An awesome guest. This is like value bomb after value bomb. Like, honestly, great stuff. Thanks for being such a good guest. We're happy to have you on the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it. And appreciate the invite.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you again for listening to ClickFunnels Radio. As many of you know, Funnel Hacking Live is coming up in September, and we're doing a little bit different this time. We're actually doing this virtual from Las Vegas in this huge, amazing studio. One of the reasons we're doing this, we're calling it Funnel Hacking Live International, because Russell has had so many people come up to him and request, hey, when are you coming to Brazil? When are you going to come to Europe? When are you going to come to the UK or Australia? We are doing this worldwide. That way people don't have to worry about travel costs, hotel, and everything else. So this is a really unique experience. You still have time. This is a virtual event. It's from September 4th to September 7th. That's 2024. Don't miss out. Go to funnelhackinglive.com right now and get your tickets for Funnel Hacking Live International. Once again, that is funnelhackinglive.com, and we will see you there.